And so our message this morning for Mother's Day is also related to Shepherd Sunday, which for in the lectionary was actually last week, but I thought that it had a very appropriate connection to Mother's Day. And so this message is entitled Shepherdesses. And you've probably heard some of this information before, but I like to share the origin story of Mother's Day each year, because it seems like no matter how often I do, there's always someone who did not know the history of Mother's Day, especially not its Methodist roots. So Mother's Day was begun not as a day to celebrate those women who gave birth to children, although we do want to do that too, but as a statement for peace. There was a Methodist woman named Anna Jarvis who was from West Virginia. And if you know some of the Civil War history, West Virginia broke away from Virginia in order to join the Union Army. Anna started this campaign for a national holiday to recognize the sacrifices that mothers make for their children. And she did this to complete the work that her own mother had begun in the aftermath of the Civil War, living in this state where families were literally torn apart by the Civil War. And so her idea was to bring together soldiers and their mothers from both the Confederacy and the Union as a way to rebuild and promote peace. There was also, right around the same time in the mid to late 1800s, a Unitarian woman named Julia Ward Howe. She was an activist, a poet, an abolitionist, and a suffragette from New York. And you probably know her poetry if you've ever maybe heard the song, The Battle Hymn of the Republic. She wrote the words to that Civil War song. And so she was working right around the same time to create a day, although she was hoping in June, for a day calling on mothers to work together toward world peace. So both of them had this, peaceful intentionality behind this Mother's Day idea. Well, in 1914, thanks to Anna Jarvis, President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day a national holiday. And later, though, this same Anna Jarvis would try to put a stop on Mother's Day because it was becoming such a commercialized phenomenon. She threatened to sue the florist industry. She even filed to trademark the carnation with the words Mother's Day in order to stop florists from being able to profit from the holiday. She said Mother's Day was about, quote, sentiment, not profit. So upon visiting, I don't know if any of you have been in Philadelphia to the Wanamaker's department store. Dan and I went there a couple years ago. It's now a Macy's, and we saw their amazing organ in there. Anyway, she entered into that department store and saw at their restaurant, they had a Mother's Day salad. She promptly ordered it. When it came, she dumped it on the floor, she paid for it, and then she angrily stomped out. In her mind, the holiday had become trivialized and lost its power for change, for creating peace. Today, we still have the temptation to make Mother's Day a saccharine, sweet Hallmark holiday, when we look at mothers through rose-colored lenses, thinking of them as we might view an innocent Renaissance Madonna, right? Pure, virginal, naturally maternal. We rarely take the time to think about how difficult it really is to be a mother, or to admit that some women are simply not equipped to be mothers. No one ever taught them the skills they needed to raise children. We assume that maternal instincts should be just that, instinctual, that somehow people born with the Y chromosome, no, not born with the Y chromosome, right? T two X's, that they are also endowed with this natural ability to mother. But motherhood is a difficult and a dangerous job, much like shepherding. In the area of the world where Jesus grew up, shepherding was indeed hard work. It was smelly work, it was lonely work, and it was dangerous, as you had to protect the sheep, which often didn't belong to you, from wild animals and bandits. These are the thieves that Jesus is talking about, right? Well, perhaps when you hear the word shepherdess, you probably think of this romanticized version of the young woman leading her father's sheep through rolling hills and pastures. This was not the reality of Palestine and Israel. And yet, the psalmist talks about God as being like a shepherd, that God is willing to go into the dangerous places, the smelly and messy places of life with us, protecting us and guiding us. Jesus also talked about his maternal love for Jerusalem when he compared himself to a mother hen who longed to gather her chicks safely under her wings. A mother hen will protect her brood from raccoons and foxes, feral dogs and cats, but she can't force the chickens into her protection. Mothering is dangerous and difficult. Mothering means wear and tear on your body, your mind, and your soul. Mothering means late nights, poopy diapers, soaked sheets. Mothering can mean miscarriages and losing sons and daughters in battles with addictions, mental illness, and war. For Black mothers in the United States today, mothering can mean losing your child to the effects of racism, losing a son because he went for a jog in a safer neighborhood, or losing a daughter who was stopped for driving while Black. Mothering can be overwhelming, emotionally and financially, bringing stress and anxiety, resulting in abuse and neglect because they don't have the coping mechanisms to handle those struggles, or because they don't have the same options available to other women to change their circumstances. Mothering can produce unhealthy patterns of behavior that are passed down from one generation to the next because they haven't seen another model for any other way of being a mother. But mothering in all its forms is also beautiful. Mothering can be done by a mentor, a professor, or a Sunday school teacher who provides something your biological mother simply couldn't give you all the time. Mothers are human beings. Mothering can mean snuggles when your baby is sick, pride when they show a little independence and reach each milestone. Mothering can mean picnics in the living room, snow forts in the backyard, and hikes through the woods. Mothering can mean baking cookies or driving in the car with the top down. Do you remember that, Mom, in the Camaro? Mothers are like shepherds. And God is like a mother. In human mothering, there are days of green pastures and still waters. There are days when the wolves are at your door, threatening to turn off the electricity. There are days when you gather for feasts with family and friends. And there are days when you are forced to eat crumbs from those who would rather pretend you didn't even exist. But through it all, God is the mother, the shepherdess, who stays with us, who can do what no human mother could ever accomplish. God is like a compilation of all the women we have ever known who have ever shown us an aspect of good mothering. Because no one human mother or woman can do it all. God is like the grandmother who comforts you with tea and cookies. God is like the neighbor who secretly watches out for you when you stay home alone for the first time. God is like the auntie who welcomes you and listens to your heartache and your anger when you run away from home, bringing you to a place of safety. God is like the teacher who helps you to find a way to make your dreams come true, even when it seems like they're impossible. God is like the mother who kisses your boo-boos and who taught you the facts of life, even when they grossed you out. God is the shepherdess who makes you lie down when you are tired and brings you peace and comfort and hope and love. So I ask you to consider, what women have served like a shepherdess in your life? How can we honor these women who've made a difference in our lives through their guidance? Both our biological and adoptive mothers, our mentors, teachers, neighbors, you name it. Well, one way is to offer them one of the plants that are on the church steps. I'll remind you again, please stop by and pick one up, either for a mothering woman in your life or for yourself if you've ever mothered a child or an animal or our planet. Another way to honor these women is to simply say thank you. You don't need to spend a lot of money on a card or fancy flower arrangements or extravagant gifts. Mothers aren't looking for triviality. They deserve the sentiment of gratitude, maybe forgiveness, and they deserve our work toward peace. They deserve our work toward ending hatred and violence. In our baptismal vows, we promise to resist evil and injustice in whatever forms they present themselves. They deserve our work toward that. This is what it means to be a Christian. This is what it takes to truly honor our mothers and change the world. And then, what a wonderful world that would be. Thanks be to God. Amen.